This is Focus on Community on 91.9 KRVM. I'm Adam, and our guest today is Isabel Justiniano with Willamette Resources and Educational Network, or REN. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Let's go ahead and start with your mission. Can you explain what it is and how you're going about achieving it?
Yes. So REN's mission is to educate and promote land stewardship through programs and partnerships. And mainly through these partnerships, we are highlighting the application of scientific research in the management of critical habitats. And that includes our threatened and endangered species of the valley as well.
What is a wetland?
Yeah, so this is something that we teach in many of our programs with adults and with kids. And so the way that we break it down is talking about the three main ingredients of wetlands. So the first ingredient of wetlands is in the name, water. You can't have wetlands without water. The second ingredient is clay soils. And then the final ingredient of our wetlands is special plants. So those are the three main ingredients of a wetland that kind of make it that specific type of habitat.
Tell us about your wetland wander walks.
Yeah, so our wetland wanders are every second Tuesday of every month from 9 to 11 a.m. And we host these rain or shine. The purpose behind our wetland wanders is to introduce our community members to some of the sites that we are working on here to restore in the West Eugene wetlands. And a lot of these are, of course, wetland habitats, but we also have a mix of oak savanna habitats, wet prairie habitats, and other upland habitats that we talk about during these wanders. And the main purpose, again, is to highlight the restoration, but also to focus on different topics that are important in that area. For example, some walks will talk a little bit about the hydrology or soils of the area. Other walks will focus more on the wildlife, others on the botany or plant species. So that's kind of how our wetland wanders work. The site and the leaders is different month to month. So we focus on a different topic and have a different expert every month. It usually keeps things nice and fresh, and we talk about different ideas and different perspectives on that restoration as well as the community members join in. And it's also a great opportunity for community members to ask questions about the restoration work and ways that they can get involved in it as well and support it.
What other kinds of programs and events do you offer to the community?
Our main programs are our K-12 programs that we offer throughout the school year. Those are a combination of in-class visits and field trips. So we are unique in that we go into the classrooms and we talk to kids about different topics surrounding our critical habitats and species. And then we actually take them out here into the wetlands to see them for themselves. So we have that kind of two different approaches to education where we go to the kids and then we also bring them outside, which is really important to kind of bring home the message of why it's important to conserve these habitats and species. So some of those programs center around different topics. So we have four main programs that we teach in the K-12 programming. Our first is What is a Wetland, which is we educate kids about what a wetland is, kind of like I explained to you about those ingredients, going into the wildlife and the importance of the wetlands and purposes of wetlands. So that's one of our programs. Our second program is our Migration Madness program. And this is a program centered around avian migration. And it consists of a really fun game where kids get to be a migrating bird and go through the obstacles of a migrating bird. Our fourth program is Powerful Pollinators, and it's all about the different pollinators and native plant species that we have out here as well. And then our final program is a Wetlands and Watersheds program that kind of ties the significance and connects wetlands and watersheds together and how they depend on each other and all of the different organizations that are involved in the conservation of wetlands and also the way that our wetland watersheds influence us. And so those are our four main programs, but we do lots of other programs kind of surrounding those different types of topics. In addition to our wetland wanders, our K-12 programs, we also do family exploration days throughout the summer. And these are really fun programs where we will do a table and tent type setup at a local park here in Eugene. And what we do is we bring with us exploration backpacks and tools for families to explore outside. So the backpacks have lots of really awesome tools in them. So they have scavenger hunts inside. They have lots of different guides for what the kids are seeing. They have magnifying lenses and lots of other cool activities that they can do. And then in addition, we also loan out pairs of binoculars and nets for catching bugs and little bug boxes. So it's really an opportunity for families to explore the outdoors. We encourage them to do that, and we give them all the tools to do that as well. And these explorations are throughout the summer. We try and have them every other Saturday during the summer months. And the other types of programs we have, we're really involved in the community in terms of participating in local tabling and community fairs. We also do lots of science nights with the schools and lots of different activities and events like those.
I love how you're giving them the tools to explore their curiosity.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because all of our programs are inquiry-based. So in our programming, we're constantly asking the kids questions to help them work on their observation skills, to help them become better scientists. And this is a very active process, an engaging process, and it makes it a lot more fun to be outside and to learn with them.
Who are some of your community partners?
We have many community partners. One thing that I do want to emphasize is we would not be able to reach as many people as we do without our community partners. So it's very important for us to have that collaboration with the many partners that we do. And some of the ones that I will include are the Bureau of Land Management, the City of Eugene, Parks and Open Spaces. The main school districts that we work with are the 4J, Bethel, and Springfield school districts. We also work with all of the wonderful watershed councils that we have in the area, including the McKenzie, Long Tom, Middle Fork, Post Fork watershed councils. We also work with lots of other nonprofits that are doing similar work to ours, such as Mount Pisgah Arboretum, Friendly Area Neighbors, Beyond Toxics, Nearby Nature. So there are many, many partners that are involved in the work that we do and that support our work.
And what are ways we can get involved?
Yeah, so there are many different ways. So one of the main ways and easiest is if you are able to donate to our cause and support our program specifically, you are able to do that on our website, which I can share that in a little bit. We also have lots of opportunities to help with our programming, with our in-class visits and our field trips during the school year. We also have opportunities to volunteer with us through our family exploration days in the summer. If you'd want to learn more about how to give an interpretive walk and learn a little bit more about the nature that is out here and lead in a walk, that's an opportunity that you could also engage in with us as a volunteer. We are also working on more volunteering events to do more hands-on restoration work. One of our events that we do every year is National Public Lands Day in partnership with the Bureau of Land Management. It'll be on September 28th this year. And that is an opportunity for the community to come out and help us with restoration work directly.
All right. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
Isabel Justiniano is the Education Director for Willamette Resources and Educational Network, or WREN.